Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
God bless you, Christians. Okay, I'm going to put my Bible down and read you something going on. It's going on in Jerusalem. And they're getting all excited. A lot of Jewish rabbis, because they have their red heifer, their red cow that's ready to sacrifice. And once they find this red cow that's perfect and without blemish, that's when they claim they could build their temple. They write here, if you're going to rebuild a temple, you need to purify it. And purifying it, according to the book of Numbers, chapter 19, is a heifer, a red heifer. That's a cow. Ceremony that results in the creation of ash and water mix, and that cleanses the entire nation of Israel from ritual impurity. Gang, as a Christian, this is absolute blasphemy. It needs to be called out just so you know what's going on, just so you have a foundation to stand on. The Jews need a Messiah, and he's already come. And he loves them. So this is not hate speech. How on earth can you call a man who died on the cross for your sins hate speech? It's reality. The Jews are waiting for a temple. We're told by a Jewish man, Paul, who had the Holy Spirit in him, that the temple is already made. That temple is you. Jesus Christ, who was a Jew, is the sacrifice who died on a cross for all mankind to save us from sin. The Jews, the rabbis, currently are so close. They know we need a Savior. They know we need a temple. They know we need a sacrifice. There's only one problem. They missed him. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's already come. There's no need for any of this. And as a Christian, we have to keep just shouting out, yelling out that the Messiah has already come. And his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. The sacrifice is already come. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. The temple has already been made. It's made without hands. It's you. A temple is nothing more than a structure. That's all it is. That's all it is. It has no power. A temple is just a structure. And now we're told that the temple is not made with human hands. It's not earthly. You are the temple of the living God. Let me read you something here. In John 4, and this is wonderful because it's so to the point. Jesus is talking to the woman at the well. And the woman says, our fathers worshipped in this mountain. And you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And she's referring to the Jews now because she's a Samaritan. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me. In other words, he is telling her, listen to what I tell you. What I tell you is truth. Believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship you not know what. So Jesus is telling us there's lots of people that are going to be worshiping gods. They're clueless. You worship any other religion, you're clueless. Anything other than knowing that Jesus Christ came from the Father, is God, became flesh, dwelt amongst us, and sacrificed himself on a cross for our sins. No different than a bullet heading for your head and someone knocks you out of the way and takes the bullet and he dies instead of you. We were on our way doomed for hell Jesus knocked us off of that path and hung on a cross for us, the Lamb of God. He was the perfect heifer. And now he comes and he lives in a temple that is you. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. What does that mean? First of all, he's talking about true worshipers. So there's going to be false worshipers. And what's a false worshiper do? Well, he makes a god out of all the rituals. He makes a god out of all the traditions. He makes a god out of all the solemn days, the feast days, the full moons, the whatever it might be. That's a false worshiper. We know we don't need any of that. All that is absolute uselessness. It's all vanity. We're told that in Isaiah. God actually hates it. He hates the full moons and all the prayers and all that stuff. He wants a broken and contrite heart, regardless who you are. The true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit. Here we go again, in spirit, not in flesh. You can truly worship God in flesh. Again, how do you worship God in flesh? I'm sounding repetitive, but it's your traditions, it's your rituals, it's your ceremonies, it's your gatherings. If they aren't in spirit, meaning if they don't come from the heart, if it isn't actually knowing Christ as your Savior in your heart, you're a false worshiper. I'll read it again. He's worshiping, looking for true worshipers, shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And what's the opposite of truth? Hypocrisy. You worship God in hypocrisy like the Pharisees did, just so other people can see you worship. So you feel good about worshiping once a week. It's all a bunch of malarkey, people. The walk with Jesus is so simple that people miss it. Accept him in your heart, and immediately you're walking in worship every day. For the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So Jesus is being repetitive here. He's mentioning it again. He must be worshipped in spirit and in truth. And he's telling this to the woman at the well. Because the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, is saying, hey, we have to worship God over here. And you worship God over there. And Jesus is saying the time has come and it is now, woman, where Jesus wants to just have you worship him where you are at. And she goes on to say, the woman said unto Jesus, I know the Messiah comes, which is called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. And this is this verse I love. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto you am he. I that speak unto you am he. She said, the woman said, I know the Messiah comes. And Jesus said, I that speak unto thee am he. He pulled no punches. Nothing's confusing about that. Jesus Christ is the Messiah. The Jews today, the rabbis in physical Israel today, are blaspheming Jesus Christ, setting the stage for a demonic Messiah to come, for a new world order to be started. Gang, open up your eyes. This is real. This is the book of Revelation in your face. This is the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews. Remember, you are a Jew. Anything else is not a Jew. They'll say they are Jews. You are a Jew. Those that worship the Lord Jesus Christ are the Jews. Read Romans 2, the last chapter, the last verse. Those are Jews that worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, inwardly they are circumcised. Any other sacrifice, any other temple, is saying there's something other than what took place on a cross 2,000 years ago. There is nothing more than that. Take the confusion out, speak it plainly. There's only one way to the Father. There's only one Lamb of God, and that was pointed out by John the Baptist as soon as he saw Jesus. He said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world." So as we see this during these times we're in, and they're exciting times because we see the gospel being fulfilled, but it might get ugly, gang. We're talking about beheadings. We're talking about an insane hatred for Jesus that's going to take place. And it's right here. It's right at the door. It's right now. They hate Jesus Christ. The Messiah has already come. And they're basically telling Jesus, "Nope, you weren't the Messiah. We have to build a temple. We need our red heifer. We have to make a sacrifice." And in the meantime, again, he's already come. And this Messiah, the true Messiah Jesus, when he came, according to what Jesus said, and he told us to believe his word, that he came so he could set the Holy Spirit free. And the Holy Spirit is a part of God. The Holy Spirit is God. And what is the Holy Spirit? It's the power of God. It's the authority of God. And when the Holy Spirit comes into you, what does it do? It gives you the power. It gives you the conviction. It gives you the ability now to overcome sin that you could not do on your own. Gang, a Black Labrador Retriever can't change himself. A leopard can't change its spots. No. It's only being reborn in the Spirit that can change you. That's it. Being reborn. You can't go to any seminary. You can't go to any class. You can't study your way into the kingdom. No, it's a miracle that comes from above. And if you are a human being, because I don't know who's walking these earth these days. I don't know if they're clones. I don't know if they're Nephilim. I don't know. Who knows? But if you are a human being born of water that came out of the womb of a woman, that came from Adam, if you are a human being, you need Christ and you could be saved today. You could be delivered from the bonds of Satan. Yes, the Lord tells us, "I've come to set the captives free." And if you are held captive by the sins of this world, if you're held captive, you can't escape. Well, there is a way to escape. And it's accepting the sacrifice. It's accepting Jesus Christ who died on a cross for your sins. God bless you. Jesus Christ is Lord. And amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.